Bliss by Catherine Littlewood, narrated by Charlie Sanderson.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. A Pinch of Magic. It was the summer Rosemary Bliss turned 10 that she saw her mother fold a lightning bolt into a bowl of batter and learned, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that her parents made magic in the Bliss Bakery. It was the month the youngest Cowhound child, 6-year-old Kenny, had wandered into an open relay room at the train station, touched the wrong knob, and nearly been electrocuted. The charge hadn't killed him outright. It was just powerful enough to make his hair stand on end and to land him in the hospital. When Rosa's mother, Purdy, heard about Kenny's coma, she closed the bakery, saying, "This is no time for cookies." And then she set to work in the kitchen. She couldn't be drawn away for food or sleep. Nights passed, and still she worked. Rosa's father, Albert, watched Rosa's siblings, while Rose begged her mother to help in the kitchen. But Rose was sent to do errands instead, to town for extra flour or dark chocolate or Tahitian vanilla. Finally...